Martin.
Hi, Kat.
Oh, look, you're in your uniform. Have you come from work too?
Of course I have.
But you finished your shift, didn't you?
No, I told them my mum was in hospital.
Oh,
and
no. Well, at least Martin finished his shift.
Well, Mum, I didn't really have a choice.
Go on, Catelyn, go back and finish your shift. I'll be fine.
They can get along without me, Mum.
They can't.
Mum, they really can.
What does that mean, Martin?
What thing? I was agreeing with you.
Agreeing with me that my job doesn't matter?
No, I just meant Wokingham can probably struggle by for a bit with one less traffic warden.
It's fewer. And I suppose you're indispensable, are you?
No, I'm not saying that.
Everything all right over here, Wendy?
Oh, yes, thank you, Dr. White. I'm sorry the children were squabbling.
We weren't squabbling!
We're not children!
Yes, pleased to meet you. Sorry to take you away from your party.
What party?
Oh, no, these actually are our jobs.
Oh, I see. Oh. Now, Wendy, the good news is your ECG and your blood tests look pretty cheerful, and we don't think you've had a heart attack.
You see, I told you so.
It's looking more like a spot of angina, but to be sure, I think we'll keep you in for a few days.
Oh, no.
No more than a week and do a few investigations.
Oh, but really, no, I'm fine, honestly. Can't I just go home?
Well, you could come in as an outpatient. Is there someone at home to look after you?
Oh, I can look after myself.
Don't be silly. We can do it between us, can't we, Martin?
Yes, probably. And of course...